glorify the Lord.
Love Talk Radio.
Oh Jesus, I say, magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. I say, glorify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Glorify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. I say, magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Glorify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. I say, glorify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Glorify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. I say, magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. I say, glorify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Glorify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. I say, magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. I say, glorify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Glorify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. I say, magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. I say, glorify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. I say, glorify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Glorify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. I say, magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. I say, glorify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Glorify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. I say, magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Hello, good morning everybody. Wherever you are, we say God bless you and wish you a prosperous 2011. I want to thank God for today. This is the day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Yeah, God is good. He's a merciful God, a loving God, a glorious God, a God that created the heavens and the earth, the God that sent Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, to die for us, to be saved. That is the God we are serving. That is the God we worship him. We thank him for bringing us yet into another good day. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice, and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. You are my friend, You are my friend that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad with you, and be glad with you. You are my friend that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad with you. You are my friend, you are my brother, you are my sister that the Lord has made. The joy of the Lord is my strength. 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 He gave me living water and I thirst no more. He gave me living water and I thirst no more. He gave me living water and I thirst no more. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Oh, the joy of the Lord is our strength. This is the day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. When you are joyful, then you have strength. You remember the story of Paul and Silas in Acts chapter 16? Acts chapter 16, verse 25 and 26. Paul and Silas began to praise God, and God moved on behalf of them. And the chains and the fetters were broken. The walls of the prison yard came crumbling down because the joy of the Lord is their strength. Today, the joy of the Lord can be your strength. As you worship and praise God, the power of God is released. Oh, the power of fire, the fire of the Holy Ghost is away sin and sickness and disease and evil from our realm. The Holy Ghost is the word of God. He wants deliverance and healing. That is why this is Reverend Dr. Stephen Jones, our radio and television ministry, treating you all the worst. Spring, Maryland, sharing the word of God with you today. I'm glad to share with you on the topic divine encounter. You can have on, and so many examples from Bible had an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. Start with Acts chapter 9, verses 1 to 10. Just who later became Paul. 9, verses 1 to 10. You get these two parts of who later became Paul. And it's called he decided to predict. The devil was using him against the church and took leaders from Jerusalem, and he was on it. So to persecute the Christians, to persecute the Christ. And on his way to the encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ, he heard from God that changed his life and transformed a rascal man to a missionary. A divine encounter happened. He probably would not have had the experience he had from Apostle chapter 9, verses 1 to 10, met Jesus of Nazareth on his way to the, and that experience changed his life, from him and made him a new man. Jesus appeared to him, bright, shining, and Paul was falling on the floor, laughing and crying, and the Lord Jesus revealed his Christ whom thou persecuted. But why will you persecute the work of God? is to be full, but to be poor, the missionary who so many nations and he wrote to tell. Today there is a question for you, encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. Come to church, because everyone is going to church right now. Has the Lord Jesus Christ had an experience with your better? We must be born. All of Tarsus was a religious man, but all the evil he persecuted the church. And as he organized the killing of Stephen, was stoned to death. It was who did all that stuff. But yet, one to ten, he had an encounter with the Lord for the better. Today, everyone. But the truth is that, have you had a Christ? Do you have a relationship with the Lord? Do you talk to him on the do you relate with him? Is he in the hope of glory? Greater is he that is in me than the devil that is in the world. John chapter verse 7 says, the words abide in you, you shall ask whatever you will in you. You must abide in Christ, abide in you, his words must abide in you, the word of God. You must live. It's not enough to act like Nicodemus. It's not enough to be a religious leader. You must have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ that will transform your life. Behold, walk in you. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are be a definite time when your life is torn out. The turning point. In Christ, if any woman be in Christ, he or she is a new creature away, and all things have become new. Second thing, all things have become new. We must be in Christ, and Christ must. There were so many instant people who had personal encounter. With in John chapter 3, verse 1, story of Nicodemus, the Jew, the leader of religious leader, and he thought that was all he needed. Just in John chapter 3, verse 1 to 10. Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. He was asking some intelligent questions. He was talking. He was just discussing below the bed. Wait a minute. Have you been born again? Question. He said, do you mean I have to go back on again? Jesus said, no. Out of your life. Have your life been renewed? Nicodemus said, I'm a religious leader. He said, no. Except you be born again, spirit, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is faith. There's a question for you today. Be born again or you are just like Nicodemus, you go to church, you are a church leader, your life has not been changed. You are just like Nicodemus. You haven't really known the Lord Jesus Christ, have you? You don't have a personal relationship with the Lord. You don't pray unto Him upon Him. But you are so religious, no wonder you have a lot of problems. God, today, let it be your day, Lord Jesus Christ. When you will have a divine spirit that will transform your life for the better. It's not enough to be a church goer. It is not enough to be a choir, a Bible study leader. It is not enough. It is not enough to be a pastor. It is not enough to be a bishop. The truth is that have your life been changed and opened up your mind? Are you living the new life? And Nicodemus gave it. And he got born again and was saved, never be same again. You can have it. You can't just leave. You got to live for Jesus. You got to live finisher of your faith. What shall it profit the world and suffer the loss of the soul? So now is the hour of salvation. In Christ, to them God gave power to become the so when you have encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ on the personal note, here we are, in John chapter 4, we read about the woman at the well of Samaria who also had a personal encounter with that changed her life. She has also been very religious. It's the spirit that is worrying the world today. Religious, say religious. But they are not born again by the spirit. They are just doing whatever they want. The woman at the well of Samaria in John chapter 4, she met Jesus at the well of Samaria, where she went to fetch water, and Jesus was talking. Jesus said, prophetically, you have had Simon, the one you have right now, is not because she was just living for A, marry Mr. B, marry Mr. C, all, and yet they are not satisfied. Jesus said, and now you are with the sixth man, and he's the seventh husband. See? The truth is that the woman needs to marry Jesus, the Prince of Peace, and the Lord Jesus. She has married peace. And peace. I got peace like a river, like a river. Peace like a road. I got peace like a river. Peace like a road. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. When you have Him, you have peace. There will be trouble. That is why there's so much trouble in the home family. Jesus is not there. The Holy Spirit is not ever comes in. according to the today you need to let Jesus into your home, come into your family. Come on, how to marry Jesus for how to have peace. Everybody marry Mr. A, marry Mr. B, what person the fifth and the seventh, and no peace. He's in all the wrong places. He's looking for joy in all the wrong places. Keep on divorcing and remarrying and divorcing and remarrying, and yet they are not finding what they're looking for, because Jesus is the owner of peace, is the Prince of Peace, the God, your personal Lord and Savior. Let him give you peace so that you can have peace in your family. The woman gave her life to Jesus and she became a disciple. From that point, after she met Jesus, she became a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 12 to 20, you see, she went back to proclaim Jesus. She became a disciple because she had had an encounter with her Savior. There's a question for you today. Have you met Jesus? When you meet him, you'll never be the same again. I've met so many preachers, I've met so many pastors, I've met so many, many prophets. Today, if you come, you'll never be the same again. We need to meet him. We need to let him come in and talk with you. Of your heart, if you will open up and receive the woman at the well of Samaria, she received Jesus Christ into her life, the city, and began to proclaim Christ. Proclaim Christ. Jesus, her life was changed. Her life was transformed. She stopped, began to live for the Lord Jesus. That's what it's all about. You can't be going to church every day and your life is still. There must be a definite change. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 6, the prophet Isaiah, all the way from Isaiah chapter 3, chapter 4, chapter 5, he has always been. But something happened in Isaiah chapter 6, from the had an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ in the temple. That encounter changed him and transformed him for. In the temple, the Lord Jesus appeared to Joseph, and Isaiah was listening. He confessed, I am a man of unclean lips. Sincerity. Are you ready to come? Proverbs 28, verse 13. You shall not prosper, but whosoever shall confess and forsake. Isaiah confessed his sin cleanly. And in that, the Lord Jesus took the coals of fire. And unclean lips, maybe he wasn't saying the truth, maybe he wasn't true, maybe he wasn't saying what God said. Unclean lips, clean lips today. They quarrel, they chide, they use their mouth to curse and abuse, talk about people, they are always gossiping, they are slandering. not your calling. That's not your ministry. You're not supposed to have unclean lips. You always speak evil of people, of somebody, talking bad and talking evil about. That's not what God has created you for. Isaiah confessed, he said, Lord, I'm a man, and the Lord Jesus had mercy upon him and took and put him in his mouth and sanctified his lips, ready to fulfill the call of God. Who shall go for? And Isaiah said, yet am I, Lord, send me. Here am I, send me. Send me as the Lord is. Here am I. Here am I. Send me. Send me as somebody. Here am I. Yes, the Lord is looking for somebody to send. Let him sanctify you with the fire of the Holy Ghost, the hour of fire. This is the hour of fire meant to burn your life, to burn away unclean thoughts, unclean hearts. 5 verse 8, it says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall. Do you still have unclean lips like Isaiah? Those lips today, and let him give you your ministry, the right words, unclean lips of unclean lips. Are you a woman of unclean, quarreling with everybody, quarrel with your husband, quarrel with your neighbor? That's not the spirit lips. Isaiah said, Amen. And the Lord had mercy upon him and cleansed him with the coals of fire. And then the power of God, the living word of God, the word of God, that is the word you are hearing today, they found him. Every unclean lips right now, in the name of the Father God, the Son God, the Holy Ghost, Jesus of Nazareth, I have the Holy Ghost to burn away. Every devil, every demon, every depression, burn now by the fire of the Holy Ghost, unclean light, the stone of fire, and let the fire away every uncleanness, yes, fire of the Holy Ghost, burn away from my life, from my family, from my home today, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God has given us the new leaves to speak the clean leaves that we say the truth and not lie. What God is saying. Have you met Jesus with a divine encounter? I pray for you today that you enter with the Lord Jesus Christ. You have a divine life. You have a divine visitation from the Lord Jesus and turn you around and make you what he wants you to. It's not about religion. It's not about going to church. It's not about having a new life in Christ Jesus. He transforms you and make you what God wants you to be. God is calling you today to live. Are you ready to forsake the world? He's calling you today to live a new life. A new life of holiness. With all men and holiness, without which no one shall see the Lord. Everyone is rushing to church. Have your life been changed? Have you renewed in of your mind? story of Jacob in Genesis chapter 32, verse 20, chapter 32, verse 24 to the end, Jacob of God, and he wrestled with the angel. You all know the story of Jacob and his nature of sheep. He's a planter. That was his nature, taking someone else's phone and adding to your own. Some people have this character of cheating. That somebody else's phone to your own. You must take somebody. That was the nature of Jacob. It is self-image of God. But on this first 2, verse 24 to the end, Jacob, the Lord Jesus, in the presence of the angel, in that encounter, the angel spoke to him, I've dealt with that nature, the old man, the old nature of telling them Esau, whereas he was Jacob. See? You say what you are not. You exaggerate. Tricks to get things. Being smart. The nature of God is the will of God, doing the will of the Master. Nature that has to be dealt with. Vision, the angel of God touched his thigh. That spirit, power of evil. Now, Lord, angel wrestled with Jacob. Jacob said, let go. The blessing was the changing of his life. Oh, that nature, that supplanting nature was broken by. And its name was changed, Jacob. As from today, you are Israel, because I prevail. Your name is no longer tied to you today. That God should change your child. God should give you a new name, a new heart spirit. God should give you a contrite spirit. Not the spirit of pride and arrogance. Disobedience is like the sin of witchcraft. They give you a new life today. God, let him change. You used to be Jacob, supplanter, lying, prostitution, evil, immorality. Let him change that old new life in Christ Jesus. Shall you live as from today? Nature must go, old things must pass away. Behold, all things. Corinthians chapter 5 and 17. If any man is a new creature, old things are passed away, have become new. And you go to heaven without. No. That old life must go. The fire of the Holy Ghost burn away. The fire of the Holy Ghost burn away. Selfishness. The fire of the Holy Ghost burn away evil from your life today. Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost come into your life right now. Spirit, soul, and body come into your heart and do a work now. Every uncleanness. Every unrighteousness, all supplanting nature, all be burnt away by the fire of the Holy Ghost now. With the name of Jesus, be made whole by the power of the Holy Ghost. Destroy every yoke from your life right now. In Christ of Nazareth. Some must go, and the new nation must come. The new creation. The new book. In John chapter 5, verse 1 to 10, we read about the pool of Bethesda. In 5 verses 1 to 10, at the pool of the year, the angel came from heaven and when the angel troubled the waters, the was healed of these. And every year this man who always goes to Caesar waiting for the waters to be troubled came, the water was jumping was healed. And this happened. No hope. It was a chronic problem, serious issue. When Jesus met her in John chapter 5, Jesus met him at the pool of Bethesda, lying down helpless. Jesus said, "What do you want?" "See, I have no one to push me in. No one is helping me. Need is not someone to help you. I am here, helper." And Jesus said, "Rise up, take up your hallelujah." Are you still waiting? Jesus is sitting in front of you. Are you aware? Who is going to help you? The leper. "I will look unto the hills from the Lord." Jesus is our helper. And he went back to talk about how he needs the someone. The someone to help you of Nazareth. You can call upon him, you can connect with him. He is the one you really need. "I need you every hour. Oh, bless me now, my feet. I come to thee. I need you, oh, I need every hour. I need bless me now, my Savior. Come to thee. We need Jesus every minute. We need him every time. It's not the pool of Bethesda that you need. When you have him, you have everything. He's more than enough. He can do heal you, deliver you, and set you free. You don't need the pool of Bethesda. You don't need the man. You have Jesus. All I need is a touch from Jesus. All I need is a touch. All I need is a touch, Jesus. All I need from the Lord. Touch, from Jesus. All you need is a touch from the Lord. All you need is a touch. All you need is the Lord. All from Jesus. All you need is a touch from the Lord. All you need is a touch from. All you need is a touch. All you need is a touch from Jesus. From Jesus. When you call upon Him, you talk to Him, you relate to Him. Man at the pool of Bethesda had a divine cry. Today I pray that you will have the Holy Spirit. You have a divine encounter, the Father, the Holy Ghost that will change your life, bring you around, and make you a better person. Amen. The man at the pool of 38 years of being in wheelchairs and crutches in his life. Don't need your trouble. I don't care how many years you have. I don't care how many years sickness and disease. I don't care how many years you have been indebted, have been barren. I got good news for you this morning. Now, bread is on your way right now. You got to finish out your faith. Let Him come into your life and come into that circumstance and do something new. It will be the same again. He changes every situation, all the ugly situations around, so that you have a new life in Christ Jesus and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Have a divine visitation from God Almighty. Hey, you got to receive Him right now. Look in His life, and you'll never be the same. Calling you today. You remember the encounter chapter 3, Exodus chapter 3 from verse 4, was taking care of. He was just taking care of. He didn't know that God was going to visit him right where you are. You might be in the prison yard, like Lord Jesus can come right there and have an encounter with you. Far away, lying down helpless, the Lord Jesus is here today. He's everywhere, His Spirit. And they that worship Him must worship. In Exodus chapter 3, we read how he had an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. The bush was burning in India. I checked with you yesterday. Fire is the symbol of the Holy Spirit, the pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud by day. Fire is the Spirit. And so the fire was burning, and Moses was looking at the fire happening, and then God spoke to Moses, take your children. The land in which you are standing is the holy land. Moses, do you know what? I've had all the afflictions of my people in Egypt, and I'm going to pass that deliverance through you. Life of Moses, from shepherd boy to went back to the land of Egypt, none the promise that is flowing with me can harm. Divine encounter. Have you had a divine encounter? Because when you meet him, you will never be the same again. Be the same again. He changes you and transforms you. Oh yes, it is the turning point. It is the day you meet Jesus, the day you meet the wedding coming, let him do a new thing in your life. Way, and all things will become new. The author and finisher of your faith to change you, to turn you around. One will lead. It's not about going to church, it's not about being for Christ, having Christ in your life. What about all this spirit? By the word of God, by the word of God, Moses' life was changed and transformed, and he had a deep, and he went out to deliver the land of promise. Today, around, you can live for the Lord. You can let him come in, turn you around. Remember the 5, Luke chapter 5, story of Peter. Peter was a professional fish, caught fishes, always knew how to cheat and come to the seaside, throwing the little fishes in. He has always done that. A professional fisherman with his friends and all seaside and fish. And go and put the net there in the sea and tap the net. And then Peter will pull them to the shore, take care of those fishes and sell them for money for his life. And that is how he has lived until this faithful day. He could not catch any fish all night and caught no fish. You have toiled all night. He was disappointed. He was discouraged to throw in the towel. So right now, they are toiling all night. And today I pray that God will turn that off. You can't toil all night and cause no fish. When Jesus met him, and then his life was changed. Jesus said, throw in the net by my word, throw in the net. This time Jesus was involved, and Peter threw in the net. After we couldn't do this. Couldn't do it because you have been doing it by your strength. Power. By strength shall no man prevail. Strength shall no man prevail. Not by power, not by might. Because it's the 4:6. It's not by the Spirit of God. What can you do without him? You can do nothing. I want to prosper. Deuteronomy chapter 8:18. It says, thank God, for it is he that giveth it. God gives you power to create wealth without him. Without him, ye can ye, except ye abide. is if he makes you move around, he makes you leave, makes you run around, do your business, do your... How can you do without? Ask successful people, how did you get there? They will say, without God, I couldn't have done all this. Peter couldn't have caught those fishes on this fish that he needed an extra power. He needed Jesus in his business. When Jesus comes to business, he'll never be the same again. When your family will never be the same again. When Jesus, your job and what you are doing in life, it will never let Jesus come into the boat of your life. Step into that boat of Peter, that boat to the business of fishing. Receive new life. What is your business? I know you are a businessman, you are a worker, you do some job, you do something. When Jesus comes in there, the story will be different fishes, like Peter. You're going to have boat sinking catch. When Jesus comes in, I buy enablement to succeed. 1 verse 8. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, the war day and night, and that to do all that is within their reign, then shall good success and have prosperity. Joshua, meditate on the word of God day and night. When you meditate, you shall practice what is therein. When you therein, then you make thy way prosperous. Good success in your education, good success in your ministry, good success in your business. When Jesus is by your side, you are bound. When Jesus is by your side, you are bound to succeed. What can you do without him? Power to succeed right now. That thing. Let today be the day you have divine relationship with him who created him, come in and have a divine encounter with you, all that you need. Yes, one has been listening. The Lord reach out to you right now. She to forward this link, this message to people all over the world, wherever they are, that their life can be changed, can turn them around. Jesus can have an encounter. It will be the dawn of a new day in their jobs, in whatever they are doing. And for you right now, wherever you are, there is no distance in prayer. Lay your right hand on your laptop or your computer or your own, wherever you are, just put your right hand through the screen. The power of God is coming to you right now. I pray that you will receive divine visitation. Holy Ghost, that will change you and transform you. Rise right now. By the power of the Holy Spirit, Word of God, in your heart and in your life, let us together for good for you right now. In Jesus, Holy Ghost, flow into your business, into your life. Every yoke of the enemy be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, be healed, be blessed by the power of the Holy Ghost, that whatsoever you do shall prosper. In the name before the Lord God says, trust trusting the Lord, not the master. May you succeed. This name of Jesus, may he turn your life around for the better. May you have the touch of God right now. Your family receive the touch of God. Amen and amen. I want you to feel free. Hour of Fire Radio come. Hour of Fire Radio at gmail.com. Miracles Radio at gmail.com. Mail us, tell us we want to hear from you. Feel free to write us Fire Radio. Post office box 28, Maryland 20703. Hour of post office box 281, Lanham, Maryland 3. We'd like to hear from you and a request. We are ready to pray with you. www.hourofmiraclestv.net. Yes, you can call us on 240-552-240-552-589. Within the United States, you want to use our one free number. It's 1-888-6853. 1-888-671. We'd like to hear from you what God is doing, program. And God bless you all for listening. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we welcome you to attend us every Saturday, 7 p.m. at the 850 Sligo Avenue, Spring, Maryland 20910. Share with you what God has given to us, and I tell them. Then on Sunday, 3 p.m. at the same venue, Global Mission, 850 Sligo Avenue, Silver Spring, Maryland 20910. And receive the Rhema word there. Come with your friends and your family. Jesus loves Felicia and I send you greetings. Wish you all in the name of Jesus Christ. I see the Lord. I'll greet thee highly.